Play-Doh experience.
Hey guys, I'm doing a video after a very long time. There's still a lot of construction going on upstairs. There's a constant thuk 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 happening, and I don't know, maybe they've paused for a bit, so I thought I'll maybe record a short one. Today I wanted to talk about this thing that you hear quite often. Are usne aise hi bola hoga. They were just trying to be nice. Are she was just joking. Aise hi chalte chalte bol diya hoga. Are don't take it so seriously. Haven't you heard this a bunch of times throughout your life? I sure have. And this usually is said by someone who is either covering for someone else because they think ki unhone kabhi khud bola hoga, isliye aise hi bola tha yaar, itna serious hone ki kya zarurat hai. This is another one. Why are you taking it so seriously? Like, what, am I not supposed to take anything seriously? Wouldn't you spend 5 seconds thinking about what you're going to say before you say it? Is it so easy to just use words because you have some words in your brain? It's the silliest thing ever. I've never understood this, and I've always doubted myself because so many people have said this to me. Aise hi bola hoga yaar, you're taking it too seriously. Don't take it too seriously. They didn't mean it, etc., etc. And I've always thought that, okay, maybe I am the one who's getting too serious about it. Maybe I am the one who's too intense and too passionate about these things. But no, those people were stupid. It might have been a momentary lapse of judgment. I'm not saying that that person is stupid forever and ever, but they clearly made a mistake, and we have to acknowledge when we make mistakes because that's the only way to move on. If you keep putting your head under the carpet and saying, no, I didn't make a mistake, yeah, they didn't make a mistake, aise hi bola hoga, that basically is giving you a free pass to do whatever the hell you want then. Then what is the, there's no point of having a conversation then or engaging with people. It's not saying that, someone fucked up at some point means that defines them. We make mistakes, we do good things. None of those things define us because time moves on. It waits for no one. You're a different person tomorrow. So saying, I'm sorry, I think I messed up. And, I'm a better person. Thank you for telling me. Do you have any other feedback? Because people, they don't share feedback. When someone is giving you feedback, obviously it shouldn't be moronic, trolly feedback online. But if someone is telling you offline that, look, maybe you should consider this. There's no harm in listening to them and asking them, what, do you have an example? It's a lot of work to give good feedback. Like, if I have to give someone feedback, I'm like, I will charge you for that feedback. Because it means I have to sit and think about it. I have to do research. I have to know who you are, what your work is, etc. And then give you feedback. It's not just hawa mein kuch bhi bol diya. Yeah, I take this shit seriously because we should take each other seriously. We should be respectful of each other. One example, actually, the reason I wanted to do this one was, it's been a few months that this happened, but that was like the personification, the epitome of what this means. Ki aise hi bola hoga. We were at a restaurant, me and Bharat, and we go there sometimes, and we had finished our meal, we had paid for it, and we were leaving. It wasn't like a work thing where they'd invited us or anything. We go on our own sometimes, influencers do that. And we were leaving, and one of the owners of the restaurant, they were sitting on one of the sofas, and I didn't recognize them because I've never met them previously. And this person, they ran out and they're like, excuse me. And, are you Nena? And I was like, shit. I was like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. And they were like, you come here, you come to this restaurant. And I was like, yeah, me and my Bharat, me and my husband, Bharat, nice to meet you, etc. We enjoy the food. We come sometimes. I've never seen you post about it on Instagram. Are? Like, I don't give a blow-by-blow account of my life on a daily basis on Instagram or any other platform. Already, even sharing one update a day is too much work. And you're asking me that I don't do work for you for free? I'm coming and paying for your food. I'm eating that food, so I'm paying for it. Why are you expecting me to post about it on top of that? I won't post about it. I don't post about everything. If you want to work with me, then you send me an email. Let's talk about it. And I'll do work for you and you pay me, and it'll be more expensive than, me and Bharat coming and eating a meal at your place. So don't ask me to do work when I'm there on eating a meal. It was so ridiculous in my head. And in that moment, I was like, is this person serious? But you know, the first thought that comes to your head, yaar, ye aise hi bol diya hoga. Because I talked about this with other friends who do work in the, you know, restaurant business or other people, and they were like, maybe they were just flustered to, you know, meet you. And I was like, clearly they weren't flustered. They walked up to me, said hello, introduced themselves. So why would they not spend 2 seconds thinking about what they're going to say next? I mean, I could have said, "Arey, you know, I live here. Why don't you send food to me for free? Don't you know I'm so important?" Well, that's the equivalent of what they said. Oh, I've never seen you post about it on Instagram. And I have posted about that place in my stories once in a while when, you know, when usually when we're leaving. I don't like posting it when we're there because I don't want people to come in and be like, oh, she, you know, so-and-so is there. Let's go there. It has happened a bunch of times and I don't want it. Don't want any of that because it's just rude. I don't want to be rude to someone who's coming and saying hello. At the same time, I want to just chill with Bharat or eat a meal or just, you know, sit and write or do something. So I have posted about it and that they've never seen. So what does that even mean then? But why everyone's, arey, aise hi bol diya hoga. Maybe they got excited, maybe they got flustered, etc., etc. And I'm like, no, that's not an excuse for you to say something that is disrespectful to my work, that is unprofessional, and that takes me for granted and the work that I do for granted. Like, what do you think? We are just sitting around waiting for shit to post. Trust me, there's a lot that happens during the day that I don't post about because that's not the be all and end all of my life. There are things that I do. Like, I literally do other stuff instead of just being on Instagram. And this is when I'm, like I said, I'm not even posting 90% of the stuff that happens to me. And still, you know, I chat with people on my Insta and people are like, when do you sleep? Do you ever sleep? And I'm like, yeah, I get 8 hours. Nothing is more important than sleep and health and personal relationships. So there's this whole thing of people taking bloggers for granted. And by bloggers, I mean the whole gamut of influencers, etc., etc. I get it. Maybe, you know, it comes from a place of being jealous or from a place of being misinformed or less informed. But my point is that if you're less informed, then you should be more inclined to not say anything. There's a quote, I think, that is attributed to Mark Twain, where he says that it is better to keep your mouth shut than to open it and tell the world how stupid you are. I wish more of us used that and took that to heart. Just because there is something you want to say, it doesn't mean you have to say it. So that was the video I wanted to do today. It's short. There still hasn't been any tuk-tuk, so we've been lucky that way. And yeah, a long time. I'm hoping this stuff gets closed quickly. I hope they don't take too much time because I feel really reluctant to record anything during that time. It's impossible to get rid of that sound. And yeah, thanks for listening. Let me know what you think. If you've been in these experiences where someone has done something and someone else has told you, itna seriously lene ki zarurat nahi hai, ya take it easy, aise hi bol diya hoga. And let me know. And it happens all across. It's in professional life, it's in personal life. People just take you and your space for granted. And aise hi bolo. No, aise nahi hota hai. Thanks, bye.